It's Matty Garwood for Ozmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And one of the biggest voices to ever come out of Australia is Dami Im. She has got some huge tour dates coming up for the Dreamer Tour, as well as some new stuff with Crying Underwater. She joins us here tonight. Dami, thank you so much for coming on Ozmade.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What an absolute whirlwind of a career you have had already. New stuff coming out right now with Crying Underwater. You've got to be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I've done a lot of things in the last, 6 years or so.
That is putting it very humbly, Dami.
So much has happened, but I feel like this year it's like I'm starting all over again, because I'm going back to what I've really, really am passionate about, which is writing my own songs and telling stories through my own songs with this Crying Underwater and doing the tour. And I just feel like, yeah, it's a fresh start for me, and I'm in a really happy place.
So tell us a little bit about Crying Underwater.
This song came about when I was talking to my friend Michael, who you know as well, my music director for my band, and we were just talking about how, as humans, we all go through really tough times and periods where we're really sad and depressed. I think feeling sad is part of being a human. You know, you can't actually be just happy all the time. That would be just insane. But when we're having these down moments, it's hard to actually talk to somebody about it, or, you know, let anyone know that that's happening to you, and we end up just putting on these masks. So that's how we started to write this song. And Crying Underwater, like, it's literally, if you're crying underwater, no one can actually tell whether you're crying or not. That's how it all happened.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things, particularly for yourself, who is so busy and so often in the public eye, you probably find it a little difficult sometimes to find those vulnerable moments.
It is, and with social media especially, I think it's really easy for you to look at it and feel like, oh, everybody else's life is going so well. Everyone's enjoying it, traveling and eating all this food, and everyone's perfect, and I'm here feeling blue and depressed. I guess when I was writing this song, I'm hoping that people will listen to it and at least feel like, oh, that's what I go through at times, or that's what I'm going through right now. And just so people feel like that's a normal thing as well. It's not just me.
Especially for looking at it and seeing someone so successful like yourself, Dami, and them to be able to relate to it and go exactly like you said. Well, I feel like that sometimes as well.
I think more for men, really hard in this society to be vulnerable and tell people that's how you're actually feeling. You just have to like man up and be all right about everything, which I don't think it's very healthy.
When we come to some of your successes, how can you ever even comprehend what you've achieved so far?
My favourite thing that's done, the obvious answer, it has to be Eurovision.
Yes,
that was pretty epic. I mean, that was insane. I don't even know how big that is, because it's just too big for my head to get around. Eurovision was massive in the numbers thing, but also just personally, it was a turning point for me as an artist, and that's when I started to think about everything and ask questions like, you know, what am I doing this music for? What am I in this for? And what am I trying to achieve? And I guess that's when I decided I want to really write my song from the heart again and share my stories and other people's stories through my songs. And yeah, that was a big, big moment for me in that way.
And something else that is next level, it is these tour dates that you've got at the moment. How are you coping with all of that and mixing it in with everything else that you do?
Well, look, I think...
I like how that required a deep breath to start.
Touring is really great, because I get to get out and see different parts of Australia, go to the regional areas, which I'm doing on this tour. I did Tassie last time, just before the tour started, so don't get mad at me. I think it's good to go and see the people that really support your music who are out there. Traveling is a lot of fun, but it can get pretty exhausting. It's like 2 hours of fun and then endless days of boredom, like driving around.
Now, do you have anywhere that you're hitting on this tour that you haven't been before that you're looking forward to going?
I'm doing, a lot of dates.
A lot of shows,
Yeah, a lot of shows. I think about half of them I haven't been to.
Awesome.
These towns, some in Victoria, some in WA that I haven't been to, or like sort of south of Perth as well. I'm looking forward to them. And also I'm playing my hometown Tivoli in Brisbane as well, which I'm also looking forward to, because that's somewhere I haven't played, but I've always wanted to play, so... Yeah.
Well, brilliant. Dami Im, thanks so much for coming on. You've got these huge tour dates. Where else can we find all the info for it?
Everything's on my website, damiim.com, all the dates, and about my single as well, on my Instagram, Facebook, and
Awesome. Well, we're going to play Crying Underwater right now. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Sure. This is Dami Im, for those of you who just joined, and this is my brand new single, Crying Underwater.